Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good person. Reverend Dr. Brad Miller here, and welcome to the Voice of God Daily, your daily biblical New Testament lectionary reading, resource, and breath prayer, bringing a bit of Bible into your day. Now, here's today's. The Voice of God is in today's New Testament reading from Revelation 6, 1 through chapter 7, verse 4 from the New Century Version. Then I watched while the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. I heard one of the four living creatures say with a voice like thunder, "Come!" I looked, and there was before me a white horse. The rider on the horse held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out, determined to win the victory. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come!" Then another horse came out, a red one. Its rider was given power to take away peace from the earth and to make people kill each other, and he was given a big sword. Then the Lamb opened the third seal. I heard the third living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there was before me a black horse, and its rider held a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard something that sounded like the voice coming from the middle of the four living creatures. The voice said, "A quart of wheat for a day's pay, and three quarts of barley for a day's pay, and do not damage the olive oil and wine." When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was followed close behind. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill people by war, by starvation, by disease, and by the wild animals of the earth. When the Lamb opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been killed because they were faithful to the word of God and to the message they had received. These souls shouted in a loud voice, "Holy and true Lord, how long will you judge the people of the earth and punish them for killing us?" Then each one of them was given a white robe and was told to wait a short time longer. There were still some of their fellow servants and brothers and sisters in the service of Christ who must be killed as they were. They had to wait until all of it was finished. Then I watched while the Lamb opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. The sun became black like rough black cloth, and the whole moon became red like blood. And the stars in the sky fell to the earth like figs falling from a fig tree when the wind blows. The sky disappeared as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the rulers and generals, the rich people, the powerful people, the slaves and the free people hid themselves in caves and in the rocks and the mountains. And they called to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us! Hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the anger of the Lamb. The great day for their anger has come, and who can stand for it?" The 144,000 people of Israel. After the vision of these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth. The angels were holding the four winds of the earth to keep them from blowing on the land or on the sea or on any tree. Then I saw another angel come up from the east who had the seal of the living God. And he called out in a loud voice to the four angels to whom God had given power over the earth and the sea. And he said to them, "Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we mark with a sign on the foreheads of the people who serve God." Then I heard how many people were marked with the sign. They were 144,000 from every tribe of the people of Israel. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The Voice of God Daily is your daily reading from the Revised Common Lectionary by Reverend Dr. Brad Miller. In a moment, we will pray a breath prayer together. I believe Scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, and my goal is to get a bit of Bible into the ears of a million people. You can help by sharing the voiceofgoddaily.com with one person in your life. You can rate and review the Voice of God Daily at Apple Podcasts and download the ABC 123 Bible Study Guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. Now, here's today's recommended resource. Something I can do to help you go deeper in your Bible study and your spiritual development is to recommend to you great resources which I know will be helpful to you. My friend, Pastor John Stange, has a book, Dwell on These Things, available at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. It's about changing the messages that enter your mind and learning to see yourself through God's eyes by spending 31 days feeding your heart with a biblical message of encouragement. So I encourage you to check out Pastor John Stange's book. That's S-T-A-N-G-E, the book Dwell on These Things at desirejesus.com. Let's have a breath and have a prayer. Sisters and brothers in Christ, God invites us to bring our doubts and our fears, our joys and our concerns, our petitions and praise, and offer them for the earth and for all its creatures. Receive these prayers, O God, and transform us through them, that we may have eyes to see and hearts to understand not only what you do on our behalf, what you call on us to do, so that your realm in your realm will come to fruition in glory. Amen.
All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the Voice of God Daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's Scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.